Do you ever get stuck in a rut and just really feel like the overwhelm and the chaos of your life and house is taking over your life and you don't know where to start? Well, today I'm going to share with you some tips and tricks on how to actually get started on getting shit done and being productive when you have no idea where to start and life feels chaotic. Students with special needs and a health and productivity buff. And this is the Get Shit Done podcast, where I help busy moms learn to get shit done in their lives through everyday tangible productivity tips and tricks that'll be sure to help you get shit done. Whether you're a busy working mom inside or outside the home, I'll share my how-tos and my step-by-step strategies you need to prioritize what's important in your life and create the energy you need to follow through. Now, grab your earbuds and join me for a mom chat while you're doing the dishes, folding the laundry, or exercising with your kids. And let's get shit done together. Hey there, thanks for joining me on another episode of the Get Shit Done podcast. Today I'm talking about something I think we can all relate to. We've been there in one way, shape, or form at one time or another, but it's feeling like you're so kind of like deep and entrenched in a rut of your life that like the chaos is just unraveling around you. You know you need to get shit done. You know you need to take action. You don't know where to start. So today on the podcast, I'm going to be sharing some tips with you on how to get started with getting shit done when you have no idea where to start. Okay, like any other topic that I talk about on the podcast, this always just comes from like real life conversations with moms that I have in my DMs and in the Moms Get Shit Done Club, with just what we're like living every day. And it kind of manifests into a topic for the podcast. So the reason why I'm talking about this today is because it's lived experience for me. And I know that moms out there are kind of like in it too. And sometimes you find yourself listening to something and you're like, this is what I needed right now. So maybe that's this for you. But the first thing that I want to talk to you about is a tip that will help you when we're kind of like in this rut, right? We know we got to take action. We can see it all piling up. We can see the stuff in front of us. It feels like a mountain and it's overwhelming. We don't know where to start, but we know we have to. So the first thing I really want you to do is to just give yourself some grace. Validate that we are all in this situation sometimes. We can find ourselves in this time, this season of life, but it's not forever. This does not have to be your reality for the rest of your life. And once we kind of know that, it almost gives us a little bit of a liberating feeling to let go of some of that like guilt and shame around feeling like we're not tackling all the things. Because as much as my brand kind of says getting shit done, it's really at the end of the day about reframing our mindset and adjusting our expectations based on what our capacity is in our life. So really, I want you to realize that we are not all the Pinterest moms. We are in it, just in the trenches, like all of us are together. And when we give ourselves grace, when we kind of give that perspective to ourselves, it can really help to, you know, break down that barrier of like that first step we need to take. Because when we validate it, we can let things go and understand we actually can make a plan of what we need to do. And that's what I'm going to give you next. Okay, the next tip I'm going to share with you is that it's never too late to choose your top three. So I want you to, once you've given yourself grace, you're really in that space of like, okay, I'm feeling okay about things right now. I want you to choose your top three for that day or that space and that time. And that's going to look a little bit different because you're going to say, oh my gosh, there's way more than three things in here that I'm going to do today that I need to do. So limiting it to three is going to be hard. Yes, I get that. But we have to take a baby step to get started because eating that frog is the hardest thing. You just got to take one bite, right? So what you're going to do is you're going to look around and you're going to choose three things. Maybe these three things are things you know you can actually do, or maybe it's the hardest things first, whatever works best for you. But I want you to consider the amount of time you have left in your day, the amount of energy that you have, and the capacity that you actually have to get it done. So the difference with that is, yes, you might have the energy level, but maybe your family is really needy. You have some sick kids. Well, there's not really capacity to actually finish some of those tasks. So be realistic with what's going on in your life when you're choosing your top three, and that can really be helpful to actually following through and getting it done. So I want you to consider, again, the capacity you have, the time of day that you have left, and what's realistic to finish in your day. And like always, oftentimes you end up with more time, more things, and more energy to get done during that day. But it's sometimes just taking that first step that feels really challenging. And it's like, once we do it, it's kind of a snowball effect and we can actually tackle more. And it's a lot more mind over matter than anything else. So this little step by step will really help you to take that first baby step towards getting shit done. And the next tip I'm going to leave you with is really just a simple reward or incentive to really praise yourself for doing the thing, the hard friggin' thing. Because oftentimes, you know, we don't appreciate that this is really hard work. And when we, you know, take these steps towards doing these things and digging ourselves out of this rut, it's hard work to do. And so think about something that you can reward yourself with. Oftentimes I really like to reward myself with a nice hot cup of tea or a bubble bath, or you know what, maybe it's that piece of chocolate that I've been saving and I'm going to eat it in the closet where no one else can have it. Whatever it is for you, give yourself some little love, whatever that looks like, for accomplishing this. And because we are living in these times that are challenging and hard, you're going to need to be able to be reflective and do some of this work. And it's challenging. And so just acknowledge it and reward yourself with that little bit of positive praise for yourself, like positive affirmation and something you are really looking forward to, because that's actually going to help to train your brain that choosing the top three, making it realistic, having that, figuring out what your capacity is and then following through is actually a good system for you to actually follow through and get shit done. So when you connect it to that good thing at the end, your brain's going to say next time, oh, I actually know how to get out of this. I just have to do this and this and this. And then you're going to be able to take those steps. So much of this is mental. Just like anything, so much of our life, the stuff we have to do is mental. And like, I read this thing that some men have man eyes, like they can come in the house and look around and not see the things that we see. And you know what? Sometimes it's a gift, but a lot of times it actually feels like a burden, because we can walk into a room and really see all of the shit that needs to get done. But when we do the work of really training our brains to do the priorities, let some of the other stuff go, we have more time and space in our lives to be more present moms, to be there with our kids, to do the things that we want to do. So that is hard work. Connect it with something positive at the end, and your brain is going to feel that immediate endorphin rush of this is a good thing. And then you're going to start to do it on a regular basis. Okay, if you caught yourself trying to like scroll and take notes, don't worry. You don't need to do that, because in the show notes of this podcast, also in the link in my bio on Instagram, you can grab my free Get Shit Done checklist. It literally walks you through step by step how to do this. And I put that out there for moms because we really sometimes need to take the thinking out of it and really just follow the step by step. And I've made it so simple that when you're feeling in this rut and you're laying and you're scrolling or whatever and you can't get yourself to move, you can just pull this up on your phone and do the first thing, then do the second thing, then do the third thing. You know, take the thinking out of it, because I don't know about you, but my brain is like a ninja and I can literally talk myself in and out of anything. So it's important to not have to think sometimes. So grab my free Get Shit Done checklist in the link in this show notes or in my Instagram bio, and you can download it to your phone. You can print it, whatever you want, but it's going to help you to go through these exact steps and feel rewarded at the end so that you can repeat this. And then you can go to bed tonight or whenever you're listening and doing this, and you're going to feel a sense of success, a sense of calmness and understanding that, okay, I can rest in the fact that now I have a plan. Now I know how to deal with this. When I feel myself triggered in this situation of like, I have too much shit to do and I don't know where to start, you know what to do now. You have this tool, you have this free thing. So go grab it. And I hope it's useful to you. And I hope it can really help you to put some perspective, because once we know better, we can do better and we can what's predictable is preventable, so we can kind of know what to do in these situations again. And like I said, we're all here in the trenches. And if you want some mom friends to kind of bounce these things on and off of and really have that feedback and support, check out the Moms Get Shit Done Club. We're always welcoming new members. This month, we're really getting back to basics with the Get Shit Done checklist and all of things the Get Shit Done method in the club with trainings and extra podcasts. And I know that it is going to be valuable to you. So go check out what we have to offer there if you want some long-term support and how to actually follow through and implement these things long-term in your life. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me this week. I hope this was helpful for you and you got something out of it. And you hope you have a lovely weekend. Take care.
Well, that's it for me today. I'm likely needed for some mom duties right about now. Thanks so much for joining me for a chat, and let's do it again soon. And be sure to follow me on Instagram @Brianne_McKenzie123 for more tips and tricks on how to get shit done.